American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pruff.
3, 2, 1. This is American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
Well, Speaker Mike Johnson is hitting the nail right on the head. He is warning about what is going to happen this weekend on these so-called No King protests. They're not just some innocent demonstrations about democracy or freedom. I think what we're really going to see, and what Speaker Johnson is pointing out, these protests are hate America rallies, basically.
Yeah, because
all across the country.
The whole point of them is that they want to protest Donald Trump. That's why they're saying no kings. They're accusing Donald Trump of being king. He's not a king. He's the president. He was elected by a majority of the people of the United States of America. That's what they're protesting against.
And here is a clip from Speaker Mike Johnson's press conference earlier today.
Party out on the National Mall. They're going to descend on our Capitol for their much-anticipated so-called No Kings rally. We refer to it by its more accurate description, the Hate America rally, okay? And I'm not sure how anybody can refute that. If you think about what's going to happen here tomorrow, you're going to bring together the Marxists, the socialists, the Antifa advocates, the anarchists, and the pro-Hamas wing of the far-left Democrat Party. That is the modern Democratic Party. That's where they've gone. And the Hate America rally is the common theme among all those groups.
And he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hyperbole. That is the truth. These are not peaceful patriots waving flags. These are the same Marxist, socialist, Antifa agitators, anarchists, and pro-Hamas radicals who have spent the last decade trying to tear this country apart piece by piece. And Speaker Johnson, God bless him, has the backbone to say it out loud when so many others won't.
You don't get to say that democracy is under threat when you are protesting the result of a democratic election. And that's all this is. The left isn't really under threat from a king. We don't have the Pope going, you know what, I think we're going to make Donald Trump king of America. I know the Pope's an American, but do you think he's actually putting a crown together for Donald Trump? No, that's not happening. So there is no effort to make Donald Trump a monarch. There is simply an effort on the left to try and discredit the last presidential election. Now, real quick, just remind me, because I may have a fuzzy memory here. What did the left call it when they accused Republicans of trying to discredit the 2020 election?
Oh, you were an election denier.
That? Okay, but what was that whole thing called? What was it just called? An insurrection? Insurrection? Is that what this No Kings protest? If you're trying to say the last presidential election was not legitimate, we can't have a king, isn't that an insurrection? No?
Well, first of all, there were tens of millions of Americans who voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump won the popular vote. He won the popular. He's the first president, first Republican president since George W. Bush to win the popular vote, and only the second since George H.W. Bush to win the popular vote.
So whether you want to call it this cute, clever marketing of calling it a No Kings movement, it's not about opposing tyranny.
No.
It's about rejecting America itself. They're not out there demanding accountability. What they're out there demanding is the destruction of the very system that has made this the freest, most prosperous nation in human history.
How many of these people that are going to be marching this No Kings protest are actually really big fans of Meghan Markle? I'm just out of curious. If you had a Venn diagram showing that overlap, how big would that piece in the middle be? I'm betting it's at least more than 25%.
No, this is a rebellion against the American idea. These people, as Speaker Johnson pointed out, despise what you and I stand for, faith and family and freedom and the belief that government works for us, not the other way around.
Yes, that's the underlying tone here. What they don't want is a king. That's what they say, yes. But what they do want is a premier. They want a socialist government. They want a communist government here in the United States of America. That is simply a different kind of totalitarian government. They may not want a totalitarian monarchy or even a democratic monarchy, but what they are asking for is a communist totalitarian government.
Yeah, no, it's all about this Hate America rally. Obviously, it's not new. It's just the latest chapter.
Well, they did this on Flag Day, of all days. They came out to protest the United States of America on Flag Day, on the 250th anniversary of the American Army, which was created to literally fight against a literal king. And they decided that's the day we're going to protest America.
But see, here's what's interesting. Of course, most of the folks in Washington, D.C., or I guess the biggest crowd is likely going to be in Washington, D.C. Maybe we'll open up the government next
week. I would say probably New York City.
Maybe we'll open up the government next week after this rally.
Chuck Schumer's going to speak at this rally. And he couldn't step out and speak to these radical leftists if he had actually allowed the government to be open.
But you know what? Here's the good news about all of this. As ridiculous as all of this sounds,
I would love to hear the good news.
Is that the American people aren't buying it.
Yeah.
Because the real America, the America I know, still stands for the flag, for the family, for the faith that built this nation. If you go to Louisiana or Texas or Tennessee or Iowa, you know what you find? You don't find people there who hate America. They love America.
If you've been to Austin. There's some people in Austin who not fans.
Certainly there's pockets in places like Texas.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, by and large, these are not people who hate America. Yeah. They love America. They still teach their kids respect and a work ethic and patriotism. They still pray before dinner. They still shake hands on a deal. They still believe that you earn your way. And these are the people who built this country. They're not going to get a bunch, and they're not going to let a bunch of overeducated Marxists and basement-dwelling anarchists rewrite history about this country. Because here's the truth. No, America isn't perfect, but it's still the greatest nation ever created. We are still the beacon of freedom that the rest of the world looks to when things go dark. And this whole no kings protest, no radical movement, no leftist mob is ever going to change that.
I agree with almost everything you said, except for the word overeducated. They aren't overeducated. They may think they're smart.
They've got a lot of degrees framed and hung on the wall.
Some of them do, some of them don't. A lot of the Antifa people really don't. This is not about making America a better place to live. That's not what this is about. This is simply about Trump derangement syndrome. They are so deranged with hatred for Donald Trump that they actually think he's trying to become a king. That is so devoid of reality. They can't look at something with their eyes and see the truth because they are blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump.
But the irony of it all that they just don't see is that these hate America types can hold their rallies because America allows them to.
Yeah, if this is a real monarchy, you think they'd be having a no kings
rally?
No,
I mean, they can stand in the streets, they can wave their signs, they can shout their nonsense because, you know what? There were brave men and women who fought and died to give them that right. And those are the same soldiers that they mock. Those are the same law enforcement officers that they despise. That is the same flag that they burn.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know, from all, President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House today. The two men discussed the potential sale of U.S. Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine, which would give the country the ability to strike deep into Russian territory. But earlier in the week, President Trump held a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and got Putin to agree to meet in person in Hungary to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. Today, Trump said he would rather not sell the missiles to Ukraine because the U.S. needs to maintain its stockpile of missiles as a deterrent, and that he hoped the war would be coming to an end soon, meaning Ukraine wouldn't actually need them.
You know, I think what this meeting is all about is for President Trump to tell Putin face to face, quit BSing the United States. Quit pulling my leg. You're making me look like a fool.
Well, and the Tomahawk missiles are certainly a stick. It's a big stick. He could change his mind on a whim and say, fine, here, have all of our Tomahawks. And second thing you need to know, before all, the federal government has indicted Smartmatic, a voting machine company, for money laundering and bribery. Smartmatic is accused of bribing officials in the Philippines with $1 million in order to secure a contract to run that nation's 2016 elections. Smartmatic has been accused by several people loyal to Donald Trump of having a role in corrupting the 2020 presidential election here in the U.S. They have filed multiple multi-billion dollar lawsuits against Fox News, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, and others who accused the company of wrongdoing in that election. Smartmatic was founded in Venezuela under dictator Hugo Chavez, running elections for his regime before expanding to elections in dozens of other countries.
You know, it sounds like all that really matters is who counts the votes.
Yeah, and isn't it interesting? Dominion sold a week before Smartmatic was indicted. I find that a very curious set of timing. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, three men trying to become the next mayor of New York City participated in a televised debate last night. Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa all participated. They sparred over congestion pricing, public schools, global warming in the Middle East. Mamdani and Cuomo appeared to mostly focus on each other rather than going after the Republican, but many pundits said the debate likely didn't change the polling in that race very much.
I watched that entire two-hour debate.
I heard Sliwa was very good.
He was excellent. He was very strong. And Mamdani,
All
he could say was how much he would stand up to President Trump.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right, and the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, and President Trump holds all the cards in New York City. You were just talking about, off the top, the debate between Mandami, Cuomo, and Sliwa in the New York City mayor's race.
Yeah.
I mean, President Trump holds hundreds of millions of federal dollars that he could, and he's already promised. It's not just that he can withhold those dollars from New York City if they elect this communist, Mandami.
Yeah.
He will. And here's Mandami talking about, well, I'm going to step up and punch the bully that he believes and that, you know, of course, his supporters believe that President Trump is. I'm going to punch him right in the mouth.
Okay, but he says bully. Which state was it, by the way, that prosecuted Donald Trump for stuff that wasn't actually crimes? They just made up brand new crimes to prosecute Donald Trump with? What state was that? Oh, that was New York.
Yeah, it was, obviously.
Yeah, so how is Donald Trump the bully when it's been the Democrats who have been going after him unfairly, starting with Russia collusion, the Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop, you've got all of the financial crimes, Letitia James saying, running for office, saying she was going to get Donald Trump, even though she didn't know what the crime was. How is Trump the one who's the bully?
And you know what's interesting? They asked a lot of very, very good questions during that debate in New York City.
Yeah.
And they asked, you know, how much is your monthly mortgage or monthly rent? Do you know what Mandami's is?
It's nothing. He's living with his parents.
No. He lives in a rent-controlled apartment that Governor Cuomo, former Governor Cuomo, correctly pointed out was intended for low-income individuals.
Right.
And he only pays, in New York City, he pays less than $2,500 a month for a very large apartment.
Yes, and again, rent control isn't supposed to be for the children of millionaires, which Mandami is. His parents are millionaires. He said he felt like he could run for mayor because he didn't have a job, and he felt like, you know what, if I run out of money, I can go live with mom and dad. That's what he said.
No, absolutely. And then he talked a lot about international law and how the United States and how New York City will follow international law.
No, it will not. It cannot. Under the U.S. federal system, you have to follow U.S. law. See, that's the real irony. He doesn't want to allow ICE to do its job, but he wants to allow the U.N. to do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, this is a guy that's never even run a lemonade stand.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, did you kick your kids out of the house when they turned 18?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been known.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Nettleville and Kimberly Burleson. Did y'all kick your kids out of the house at 18?
Heck no. Absolutely not. No.
Good, because right now, both my kids are living. My son's got, you know, he's graduated from college. He has a full-time job, and he's living at home. And I am 100% perfectly okay with that, because what my wife and I want him to do is to be storing away some money. He's gotten engaged, and we want him and his fiance to be able to step out in a better financial situation than we were. So I'm perfectly fine with him living at home, saving some money while he's working full time.
Well, and also, you know, this generation, I've said this to my kids, they have it harder than we did and than our parents had. You know, they don't, and that's what Trump is trying to help fix. They get out of college and it's so difficult to find a place that you can purchase a home without both people, if you're married or living with somebody, without both people working to make it work.
Right.
It used to be that the man could work, provide for the family. The wife could work if she wanted to or she didn't have to. And things have changed. And I think that's because a lot of it's because of the Democrats. But we saw this reel, and it was a motivational speaker.
Okay.
And he said to the crowd, he goes, we've got a bunch of 24-year-olds that are on Life 360 and their parents know where they are at all times. And then that split screen to this guy from what country was
some
it?
Some other country.
And he gets on there and goes, are you kidding me? He said, my whole family, let's say Italy, and he's in that language, our whole family knows where each other is. That's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. We love each other. If they need anything, we know where they are. He said, in America, y'all value your solitude, you and your phone. We don't. We value family. Family at the table. When I travel, I have everywhere to stay.
That is one of the things, the benefits of having kids at home is that we are still able to eat dinner as a family. Mm-hmm. You know, even though they go out and they do what they're doing and they're, you know, working all day. My daughter's in school.
Yeah.
We're able to have dinner as a family around the table. And that is nice. And we don't have Life 360, but we do have Find My Friends on the Apple phone. And yeah, I know where my kids are if I ever wanted to go look where they are, but they also can know where I am.
That's right.
We're the same way. I'm actually bothered by this, the American culture. We are the only culture that basically throw away our elderly and tell our kids to get out early. The only culture. And it's like, why? Why can't we learn from other cultures where family is so prioritized?
The elderly are revered.
You learn from them. They're wise. You love them. You honor them. And I'm bothered that we're raising our kids to think you go at 18, and then when I reach a certain age, you kick me out.
Well, I think part of this actually comes down to a leftist mindset. Because the left does believe that government is your daddy.
Yeah.
They want government to control your life because they'll tell, go look in California. Teachers get to tell kids you can transition and we won't tell your mom and dad.
Yeah.
That your mom and dad are the problem. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is a mindset of the left that mom and dad are the problem, that the government needs to take over the kids as quickly as possible so the government can raise the kids and then the government can take care of the kids when they're adults, and as soon as they have kids of their own, the government can take those kids too.
Yes.
This is the mindset of the left. Personally, I think it's because too many people on the left had bad parents. But that's my own bias.
I agree.
Yeah, I have a friend, Kathy Sykes. Her mom has since passed away, but for years I watched this woman. Her mother was Asian woman, and she was legally blind. And she would bring Kathy, my friend, would bring her mother everywhere to the ball games,
mm-hmm.
and treat her like royalty. When we had all those puppies, remember that era of the puppies? She brought her mother, and she would guide her in there because the mother wanted to be around the puppies. Her mother lived with them, her husband. And it was interesting because she was so revered by them, not just by Kathy, but by the whole family. They treated her with such respect. But I'll never forget when she came in there with the puppies and she sat there. I had open door policy, so that we had a bunch of people in there for like 8 weeks. Just I wanted the dogs to be domesticated. And anyway, she sat down in this chair. All the puppies scurried to be near her feet.
It was like they knew.
Yeah, like her soul was something special. Uh-huh. But when she passed away, I remember thinking, man, Kathy, you'll have no regrets because you treated your mother like you revered her. She was wise, and you could just feel it from them. And if we did that, if we did treat our elderly like that instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to put mine in the home or whatever, I think it would send a message to our children. And that cycle, that generational cycle of taking care of your parents, I think it would be a beautiful thing. I think it would get back to the way it used to be, you know, in the John Boy days, you know.
And look, my kids should not live with me forever. They need to go be adults on their own. But setting them up for success and getting them a good, firm foundation.
That's right. Makes perfect sense.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nativo, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows. Oh, yeah. baby. I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff free.
Welcome back. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, it's not a question of how much money you have or you don't have. When you show up looking sharp and well-kept and professional.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you tuck your shirt in or you're wearing clean clothes, for example.
Okay.
What you're saying is I take this seriously. I take you seriously.
Are you saying you don't like my shirt?
I mean, I'm not commenting on that
right
now, but okay. I'm just saying that how we present ourselves to one another, and it's not that you have to have the most expensive clothes in the whole wide world. It's just when you present yourself in a neat, clean appearance,
yes,
you're showing respect. I think you're showing respect to whomever it is that you are meeting with.
Okay, fair enough.
And I bring all of this up because Zelensky, the president of Ukraine.
Yeah, Volodymyr Zelensky, sure.
He showed up to the White House again today.
Was he wearing a coat?
He was wearing a suit.
Look at that.
Now, look, I'm not
look
a big...
Look at that.
It was all black.
He was wearing big boy clothes.
It was the same suit, basically, that he wore back in August.
Well, but it's better than the T-shirt he wore back in, what was that, March?
Okay, but to his, in his defense,
yeah,
under the Biden administration, that's all he had to show up in to get billions and billions of dollars from the United States. He showed up in some camo T-shirt, and we wrote him a check. But I all I'm bringing this up is I think that this is important that a world leader respects the United States.
Yes.
And more importantly, the president of the United States.
Yeah.
To present himself in a way that is appropriate.
I think that's a good thing.
So anyway, I thought.
So did you think that it was a bright spot? Is that word?
It could be. Oh, it's definitely a bright spot.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not doing bright spots right now. Right now, it's time to dig deep. Oh, it's time to dig deep? Yeah, we're not digging. Okay, there we are. Oh, there we are. Going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine. There we are. We're digging deep. Okay, so crime data. For the last couple of years, the crime data from the FBI has been saying that crime is going down across the country. And as President Trump is attempting to use the National Guard to stomp out crime in several major cities across the country, Democrats are objecting, saying that, look, the data says crime's going down. We don't need the National Guard to come in. The crime's going down. Remember that?
Well, yeah, no, that's certainly the refrain right now. Everyone's saying there, you know, that Portland is not out of control.
Chicago's not out of control. Yeah, Memphis isn't out of control.
On and on and on.
But what if the data is wrong? What if the FBI's crime data is wrong? The FBI's crime data is just one federal data set about crime. The other major one is called the Criminal Victimization Survey by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. It's different from the FBI's data because it doesn't use police department reports. It uses crime victim reports. So it doesn't come from people who are responsible for solving crime. It comes from people who say they were victims of crime.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
And the Criminal Victimization Survey says crime in America is actually still going up as of 2024, not down.
Okay, so tell me why the FBI's data is wrong.
Well, hold on. Let me go through what we have in the data on the crime victimization stuff.
Okay, all right.
We'll go through that first. In 2024 compared to 2023, rapes are up and assaults are up nationwide. So it says, in 2024, 1.45% of persons aged 12 or older experienced at least one violent victimization. And it's especially bad for young people. A larger percentage of persons aged 12 to 17 experienced one or more violent crimes in 2024, 1.95%, than 2023, 1.45%. So almost half a percent there, right? It's not as bad in rural areas, according to the crime victimization report. Property crime rates in rural areas decreased from 2023, 56.5 per 1,000 households, to 2024, 48.3 per 1,000. All right, so overall, according to this data, crime is going up, but it's going down in rural areas. That means the increase must be even larger in urban areas, in Democrat-run areas, in some of the same areas where the FBI data is off the most.
Okay.
So now we get back to your question. Why is the FBI data wrong? Because several years ago, the FBI changed how the data was supposed to be reported. And they updated some software on some computers, and several cities just didn't update the software. One of the cities is New Orleans. New Orleans is in a red state, but it is dominated by Democrats, run by Democrats. They just elected a new Democrat to be mayor after having had their last mayor indicted for fraud, in part dealing with police records, but that's a different story. But New Orleans has not been compliant with the new FBI crime reporting system. They're still not compliant. You've got this going on in cities, especially Democrat-run cities across the country, where they're just not actually reporting the data. So if you look at the data the last time they had full reports, say, 2021, and you then compare it to today, when they don't have full reports, if you don't have San Francisco having reported all of its crime data, it's going to look like nationwide crime is down because you're missing crime data in some of the biggest cities, some of the Democrat-run cities in this country.
So you've got Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, Chicago. You're saying if those cities which are all run by Democrats, by the way, if they're submitting incomplete data
or no data at all. And you're trying to deal with total overall numbers and you're missing numbers.
Because the FBI is not actually collecting this data themselves.
There you go.
They're dependent on these blue run cities
to report the data,
or blue run states.
And the FBI under Biden changed how that was supposed to be done. And apparently the process of switching over to the new reporting system isn't easy. Surprise, surprise, the Biden administration did something that made things more complicated and convoluted and ultimately less effective.
So robberies, murders, etc., they're skyrocketing, possibly. Or is it more than possibly that it actually is?
I don't know if skyrocketing is the right word. It's because here's one of the things that is true from this crime victimization data. If you look at this, it goes back to the 1990s, and it is true that crime is way down since the 1990s. Crime has been cut in about half from where we were in 1993, 1995. But it's also true that crime rose all 4 years of Joe Biden's presidency, when it had been going down all 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency right before.
You know, what if we looked at this a little differently? Instead of looking at these crime statistics, why don't we look at businesses that have opted to move out of these blue cities because of crime, because of shoplifting, like Walgreens, for example,
okay,
or Target or Whole Foods. They pulled out of San Francisco and Portland because of theft and violence.
Well,
so you
know,
that's another good... all the data in the world to say, oh, crime is going down. But here you have these national chains that are like, we can't afford to stay in your community because the crime, because the theft is so bad.
That's a pretty good way of looking at it. You could do a deodorant test. And what I mean by that is, go into any store in any city in America, and if that store has the deodorant behind locked glass, crime in that city's bad. If the deodorant isn't behind locked glass like it's been our entire lives, the crime might not be as bad in that city.
Yeah, because you really can't fake the data that these businesses are operating under.
And if a business gets robbed of $900 worth of deodorant, in blue cities, they can't even report that crime. They'll get in trouble for reporting that they got $900 worth of stuff stolen. As long as it's less than $1,000, you're free to walk off with as much deodorant as you want without paying for it. That's still crime. It's just unreported crime in the FBI's data.
It all stinks. That's all I'm saying.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust.
You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, you know, of course, there was a scare on Wall Street when President Trump said he was putting a 100% tariff on top of the current tariff that China
57% tariff that's right there.
I think it was 37. No, it's 57%. Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right. And he told Fox News host Maria Bartiromo.
Yes.
You know, her show is on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have leaked some of what he said. And he said, look, 157% tariff on China, how can that be sustainable?
Right.
Basically, that China is going to destroy their own economy.
Right.
And so he believes, you know, we're going to do fine with China. And I think the market, I think President Trump walked back some of the unwillingness that I think his initial report that he was putting 100% tariff on China indicated.
Yeah.
Because the markets tanked.
They did.
And when he walked it back a little bit, the markets have recovered, and I think for the week they have done relatively well compared to where it started.
But the point on this, and I don't know why people don't understand this, Donald Trump uses tariffs as a negotiating tool, and China was doing stuff behind the scenes in terms of rare earth metals to try and basically corner the market and to prevent the United States from being able to get rare earth metals. Well, if we can't get rare earth metals, we can't build silicon chips here. We can't build high-tech stuff here if we can't get rare earth metals, and certainly the processing of rare earth metals. And this is where decades of environmental basically fascism has come to play, where the worship of the EPA, the worship of climate, has prevented us from being able to do some fundamental things like mine the rare earth metals we have here in the U.S. and process those here in the U.S. We wouldn't have to be in this trade fight with China if we had actually built up our own rare earth metal processing industry here in this country. But the environmentalists and the Democrat Party have made sure that that's impossible to do.
Well, we've been focusing on nonsense instead of standing up to China.
Right.
You know, they've stolen trillions of dollars in intellectual property from American companies, everything from microchips to fighter jet designs to pharmaceutical patents. And yet, our so-called leaders in this country, which, as President Trump has pointed out, you know, have been terrible negotiators, have just let it happen.
And that is not fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah!
Okay, kids, it's Fake News Friday. It's time to play our favorite game, Fake News Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it is true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's also right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
And you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and tell us what your score was. And there are a whole bunch of great prizes.
Yeah, especially for Halloween. No tricks, only tricks. Treats.
We're giving out peace prizes this week. All right. First one. On Israel's version of Dancing with the Stars, one of the couples dressed up as Donald and Melania Trump and danced to YMCA. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
I'm going to go with real news.
That's real news. Second one. The Israeli-Hamas peace plan was actually developed by Joe Biden and Antony Blinken.
Oh, that's fake news.
That is fake news. I'm sorry. That is fake news. You're right. Israelis who were kidnapped and held hostage by Hamas were treated better than regular Gazans. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
Fake news.
That is fake news. Donald Trump is an obstacle to peace.
Fake news.
That's fake news. Yeah, AOC fake said news. That. Now that Israel has stopped bombing Gaza, Hamas has returned to killing its own citizens instead. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with fake news on that.
That's actually real news. Hamas has actually returned to murdering Gazans in the streets now that Israel's no longer fighting Hamas.
For what purpose?
Because they're trying to reassert control over the Gaza Strip, over any Gazans who would try and rise up against Hamas.
It's terrible.
Senate Majority Leader, Republican John Thune, refused to celebrate Columbus Day and instead celebrated Native American Day. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
You have got to be kidding me. That is real news?
That's real news. Yeah, this week, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called for a, quote, forceful uprising by the American people against President Trump's administration. Real news, fake news, really
fake news?
Oh,
that's real news.
That's real news. Democrats in Wisconsin are handing out bracelets saying, is he dead yet? And, quote, 8647. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That is real news, yep. The Democrat Party is the party of peace and tolerance. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
Oh, that is so fake news.
That is also fake news. You're right. Democrats protested the ICE facility in Chicago by dressing up in inflatable Winnie the Pooh and Cookie Monster costumes. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to have to go with really fake news.
That is actually real news. Democrats in Portland protested ICE by stripping naked and laying down on a bridge. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news
on that one. It's real news, yep. The state of Oregon spends more money giving illegal aliens free health care than they do funding the state police. Real news, fake news, really fake
news? That's also real news.
That's real news. More than twice as much, $1.5 billion versus $717 million. John Bolton's mustache has agreed to testify against him in an exchange for immunity. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake
that
news.
That is real fake news. President Trump's deporting of illegal immigrants is fracturing the MAGA coalition. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's fake news.
That's fake news. That was Nicole Wallace who made that. President Trump wants to build a triumphal arch in Washington, D.C., similar to the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That is real news.
That is real news. And last one, Donald Trump was actually leading in the voting for the Nobel Peace Prize until around 3 a.m. when dozens of new bags of ballots mysteriously showed back up.
Okay.
Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That is really fake news. Hey, let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, and just tell us what your score was. And again, we're giving away peace prizes this week for those with the best scores. Sound good?
That sounds fantastic, right. Actually. And that's fake news, though.
Yeah, it's fake news. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
800-300-3030.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd President. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, what's going on in New York City right now?
The election?
Is important for folks to be paying attention. So over the weekend, learn what is going on, because Zohran Mamdani is not, who is leading in the polls, by the way.
Yes.
Is not just another left-wing politician with a few radical ideas.
No, he's an anti-Semitic communist.
No, he is a full-blown Marxist with jihadist sympathies.
Yes.
And
he wants to globalize the Intifada. And that means blowing up Jews on buses in cities around the world. That's what the Intifada was.
But see, the most dangerous part of it all is he calls himself a Democrat, but he's a Marxist.
Yeah.
And in today's Democratic Party, that's not a liability.
No.
It's a qualification.
Right.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
It's a feature. And that's the problem with the Democrat Party right now, is they really don't actually support democracy. It's why we're having the No Kings rallies this weekend, is because they're upset about what the Democratic election of Donald Trump brought, namely Donald Trump.
But see,
The Democrat Party is protesting democracy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is who the Democrat Party is today, because they've moved so far to the left that someone like Mamdani doesn't even stand out anymore. He's not an outlier. He's the new normal.
He's not a communist sympathizer. He's a communist. He is not an anti-Semitic sympathizer. He's anti-Semitic.
Well, New York deserves better. America deserves better. And we've just got to say,
whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa,
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt has a long name, but Lawrence Watkins' name is longer. You see, Lawrence Gregory Watkins was born in 1965 with just three names. But in 1992, he decided to legally change his name in order to have the world's longest name. So he wrote out 2,253 words and asked the government of New Zealand to declare that his actual full name. They eventually said okay. Lawrence's full name is 6 pages long. It takes 20 minutes to read the entire thing out loud. And yes, it did set a world record. The Guinness Book of World Records officially certified Lawrence's full name as the world's longest.
Well, what's in a name, right? As Shakespeare said.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.